Good evening to everybody. I'm giving my love to each and every one of you. It's very late, but I trust the Lord will bless the few thoughts that's on my heart. Dear Lord, we come to you in obedience to you, and we ask you, Lord, to bless these thoughts. Maybe something that each one of us can take home and be encouraged by in Jesus' name. Amen. The thought is, what are we seeking after? I have my favorite scripture, you know, my life scripture, which is Psalms 27, particularly the fourth verse, which says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." This scripture inspires me anyway, but when I thought about it, what are you seeking for? What are we seeking after? It says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after." So in this scripture, what it means is, you know, when you seek after something, you're going to put your whole heart in it. Amen. You know, I love teaching. I love children. And that's where my heart goes. You know, I retired in 2009. And I never retired from teaching, because I find that somewhere, some way, I find the opportunity to teach some children. I did a lot of tutoring, you know. And when I have my grandchildren, I like to teach them things. And they come over to the house, and Sister Charlotte is like this. I teach them something. It might be to bake a cake, or it might be to decorate a cake, or to bake cookies or brownies. Or last weekend, God had answered prayer, and I was able to have my grandchildren, the ones that I hadn't been able to have for months, but God answered prayer. So we baked the cake on Saturday, and then on Sunday after church, we have our service morning, then a break, and then afternoon. So Sunday evening, I asked him, I said, what do y'all want to have for dinner? You have a choice. You can have liver or fish. They all chose liver. Would you believe that? The oldest is 13, so you got 13, 12, and 9. Those three I had, and they wanted it. So guess what? They get to cook liver. They were in the kitchen with me and the two oldest ones. But anyway, the point is, when you seek after things, you're going to put your whole heart into it. So what are we seeking after? For me, it is God. For me, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. So I want us to just look at a few scriptures, not very many. But if we seek after God, we are going to invest in him. Some people seek after money. They want to be rich. Or they want to have the best car, or the nicest home, or the nice whatever. That's what they seek after. The world seeks after those things. But what are we seeking after? You know, we don't want to get caught up in the world and all the things and seeking after those things. So we want to seek after God with our whole heart. Put everything into it. When we come to service, we want to be bubbling. Remember that song, Sister Lunita? They sing it in Honduras, bubbling. We want to be so into the things of God that we're just joyful and happy. We talk about reaching out to other people, but they are not going to be encouraged to come this way if we're droopy. We have to have something that they will want. And if we're happy in spite of all the things that happen to us, then they might want it. That will give them something. Well, I would like to be like that. That's what we want to do. Let's seek after the things of God. Let's go to Matthew 6 and 32. Somebody please get these scriptures and read for me, because it takes me longer to turn pages. Mm-hmm. Yes. Did anybody get it?
For all these things do the Gentiles, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth what ye have need of. Knoweth that ye have need of all these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Okay, so if you need a house, if you need a car, you need clothes, you need food, if we seek after God, God will provide these things for us. We can be encouraged that he will provide all the things we need. Every day, God has done so much to me, I can't take up your time, because that's what I'd be doing. So we want to seek the kingdom of God. We want to invest in it. You know, in the business world, when you invest, you want a return on your investment, correct? You know, you get the best return on your investment when you seek after God and the things of God. Yes. And that's what we want to do. Also, I want to read the rest of Psalms 27. I stopped at 4. I didn't read it, I tell you. I've memorized it. But you see, when we seek after God, our return on investment is going to be his blessing, his help in the time of need. So let's go to the 5th verse. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up on the rock. Don't you know the thing that we will get from God will be stability. We want to be stable. And you see, he says he will set me up on a rock. We don't have to worry about faltering or our house blowing over, because we have a firm foundation. When we seek after God, this is what we're going to get in return. If you build a house and you don't make a good investment, a good foundation, the house will fall in the time of storms. I was in Florida in the time of Hurricane Andrew, and someone had built a house the street over from us, right around the corner from us. They had built it. But when Hurricane Andrew came, that house went flat. Don't know where the roof went, but I know we saw the house. That. Just thank God the people had gone out of the house. Well, I know something was wrong with that building, because the way they make those codes down in Florida, you might lose a roof. You might lose some windows. But the house usually stays. That's the only house I remember staying. There were a lot of things that fell. So if we build and if we seek the things of God, we're going to have something stable. We don't have to worry about falling and going and losing out with the Lord, because he's going to set us up on a rock. And the verse 6, "And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me." There, and that's not meaning that I'm proud and I'm better than others. What it means is I don't have to be droopy, because God is taking care of me. I can look and think I'm in God's hand. Whatever happens, you might be my enemy, but I'm in God's hand. I had a real problem, but God took care of it, because I put it, him and me, the situation and me, in his hands. And he did that for me. It says, "Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy." I can have joy in it's joy in the service of the Lord. And I can offer joy at all times. That doesn't mean I don't have problems. That doesn't mean I haven't had grief and things to help need comfort from God. But he's there with me, and he gives me that joy, because one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. This is my life's aim. One thing. And when I do, I get a return on my investment. And it says, I will sing. I don't have a good voice singing, but I can tell you one thing. I can sing. It's not like some others that can sing. But I can sing because I can sing from my heart. The Lord gives me a song. Thank the Lord. And so it says, I will sing. Yeah, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When I pray, when we pray, God hears our prayers. He might make us wait. He might tell us no, but he hears our prayers. And it says, when thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. And so I want to leave these thoughts with you. To seek after God, not after the things of this world. They'll pass away. Do you remember what Jesus told Martha? Martha, Martha, thou art cumbered and troubled about many things. But Mary has chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. So let's choose the good part that will not be taken away from her. Pray for me.